Hey, Wiki listeners, it's Rachel.
And Victor, did you know I host the fantastic NYC Talent Show
every Monday night at the Parkside Lounge in New York City?
It's an off-off-Broadway showcase where you can see New York's underground performance art up close.
We've got weekly special guests like Colin Quinn, Janine Garofalo, Tone Bell, and lots more.
Use the code WIKILISTEN for a special discount on tickets when you go to nyctalentshow.com.
That's nyctalentshow.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is the Wikipedia page for Chicago Rat Hole. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I'm Rachel Teichman, LMSW.
And I'm Victor Bernardo, KSN, reminding everybody to subscribe. And if you want to, get married at the Chicago Rat Hole.
That's right, everybody. Subscribe and get married at the Chicago Rat Hole. I'd like to thank Wiki listener Tim Eddy for suggesting this article. Thanks, Tim Eddy. This is a recent current event, and I'm excited to get into it.
Yeah, I had just seen a news story about this, and so I recognized it when it came across the old WikiListen desk.
Do we have a WikiListen desk?
Whoa. You're supposed to support me and not question me.
I mean, I'm supportive of the idea of a WikiListen desk.
Yeah, but I mean, we did have one until you blew it apart in the imagination of all of our listeners.
Oh, well, sorry. Chicago Rat Hole. The Chicago Rat Hole was a hole shaped like a rat, formerly in the sidewalk of West Roscoe Street in the Roscoe Village neighborhood of Chicago, Illinois, United States. After existing for decades, it became a viral phenomenon on social media, mainly Twitter, in January 2024, attracting tourists to the site. City officials removed the sidewalk slab containing the hole from the street on April 24th, 2024, but the hole remains intact.
An apparent example of accidental life casting, the hole was described by the New York Times as Chicago's Stonehenge, as its origins are unknown.
I mean, that's crazy that they took the sidewalk away, but the hole is still there. Like, I have so many questions.
I think what they're saying is that they took the sidewalk slab and they're probably going to put it on display, because there's been so much commotion around the rat hole that people tried to fill it in, and I think they probably solved that problem by taking the slab away, and maybe it's going to end up in a museum or something. That's my guess.
I would be pretty surprised, but
maybe we'll find out as we keep reading.
History. The hole gained worldwide attention on January 6th, 2024, via a tweet by Chicago-based comedian and writer Winslow Dumain. Do you know Winslow?
I do not.
The post quickly became viral, compelling many Chicago residents to visit the hole in what has been described as a pilgrimage, and to make offerings to it, such as coins, flowers, candles, cheese, cigarettes, alcohol, children's toys, foodstuffs, and estradiol pills. Wow. One group of visitors took shots of Chicago specialty Malort beside the hole, before leaving the bottle as an oblation. The Riot Fest Historical Society also dedicated a plaque at the site of the hole.
Despite its newfound attention in 2024, the hole had existed for at least 20 to 30 years, according to locals. A local softball team has been using the rat as its unofficial mascot since around 2018.
The hole was filled in with plaster or cement by an unknown party on January 19th, 2024. City officials later confirmed they had not filled in the hole. Local residents attempted to excavate the hole using their hands and implements such as ice scrapers and license plates. Eventually, a woman cleaned out the hole and restored it to its original condition. Shortly after the restoration, an engagement and a gay marriage ceremony took place at the hole. Some residents of West Roscoe Street have expressed frustration with the hole's newfound viral status, with some locals citing public nuisance, vandalism, and accumulation of garbage on the sidewalk.
I get it. I mean, if it was like outside their house for so many years and suddenly people were like, oh my god,
yeah,
it's the new internet thing. On April 24th, 2024, the Chicago Department of Transportation removed the sidewalk slab containing the hole while keeping it intact. It is unclear what the city officials plan on doing with the sidewalk slab.
Oh, man. The rat hole has also brought attention to other object-shaped sidewalk holes, such as a gun-shaped hole in Richmond, Virginia, that was similarly enshrined by locals. Wiki listeners, you can support us by listening to this message while you try to figure out if the hole was actually made by a rat or if it's just a shape that looks like a rat.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Thank you for listening to that message, everybody. I hope that there's a section in this page where people argue about a hole.
I hope so, too. But if you look at the gallery, the images are incredible.
All right.
Like, sometimes I use AI to create images for our content, but there is no need for AI in this context.
Wow, what a wonderful interjection.
Thank you.
Debate over origin of hole. There is no doubt that the hole was created by a rat, as some locals believe it was actually a squirrel. The director of Lincoln Park Zoo's Urban Wildlife Institute, Seth Magel, believes it to be more likely for a squirrel to have fallen on the wet cement from a tree. Magel put forward three reasons. The first is that it is more likely that it was an animal that fell from a tree, a trait common among squirrels, but not rats. Secondly, the impact happened when the concrete was still wet, which is typically during the daytime, and the rat is a nocturnal animal. Lastly, Magel took into account the opinion of the locals, who seem doubtful it was a rat. Magel also clarifies that the thinness of the tail cavity used by some to argue in favor of it being a rat hole should not be considered, given that fur does not always leave impressions. Supporting this theory, one resident stated that an oak tree had existed above that section of the sidewalk that had since been cut down.
I mean, I guess it could be a squirrel, but, like, I live in a major city, and Chicago is another major city, and there's rats out here. You know, nothing to be ashamed of.
I mean, I feel like if someone really wanted to figure it out, they would have, because, I mean, there's enough science that if you really wanted to really measure the hole and get in there and figure it out, I bet people could. But nobody's done it yet, so whatever.
Political reaction. On January 10th, 2024, Ann Williams, the state representative for Illinois' 11th district, posted an online video promoting the hole, calling it the jewel of the 11th district. Following the events of January 19th, 2024, wherein the hole was partially filled with an unknown substance, Williams posted a video stating, "We are shocked and saddened by the news and are closely monitoring the developing situation." After residents restored the hole later the same day, Williams wrote, "This is what community is all about."
On January 11th, 2024, the Lakeview Roscoe Village's Chamber of Commerce started receiving suggestions of names for the rat hole, accepting submissions until January 18th, 2024. On January 19th, 2024, submissions had been narrowed down to 5 finalists, which residents had until January 21st to vote on. Little Stucky, Splatatooie, Splat, Roscoe Road Dent, and Dibs. The winning name was Splatatooie.
Thank God. Thank God. That is the most obvious choice here. I wonder if Disney has a response to that.
The winning name was Splatatooie. I love that.
Me too.
Way to go.
Yeah, good job, Chicago. I'm so glad that your city is supportive of this meme. And thank you so much, Tim Eddy, for suggesting this page. This was amazing beginning to end.
Yes, indeed, Tim. You did it.
You did it.
Let's rate this page.
Okay.
I usually go first. You go first this time.
Easy 5 stars.
5 stars.
Beginning to end. First of all, it was a good length, not too long, not too short. It gave plenty of information. It was interesting. It was funny. It gave everything I wanted to know as I was reading it. And I agree with the quote. This is what community is all about.
I really did like this one, but I would compare it to, when I compare it to a page that I feel like it's in its category, I feel like it doesn't hit that high mark. So I'm going to say 4. So it's got 4.5 stars.
Look at you being a hater.
No, I'm not being a hater. I'm just saying that, like, in a page in its category, like, I would compare this to, like, the joy of reading Ferret Legging.
That was a good one.
Yeah, it's really good. I mean, it's in the same world, you know?
I mean, kind of.
I mean, this was really good, and it had a great ending, which I loved. But I'm going to say 4 out of 5 stars.
I thought you gave it 4.5.
No, you gave it 5. I gave it 4. WikiListen gives it 4.5.
Oh, so you're averaging it.
Yes, we've been doing that. What are you? Oh, my gosh.
This has been the Wikipedia page for Chicago Rat Hole. Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media and on TikTok at WikiListen, except for X, which is at wiki_listen. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts because it really helps us out. Check us out on YouTube for more content. And don't forget to smash that subscribe button like the rat smashed into the hole.
If there's a particular page you'd like us to read, let us know. We will read it.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us.
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.